Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9 minutes past 5 o'clock. Rick Dayton with you on the Information Odyssey. That is the afternoon news here on the Voice of Pittsburgh. So glad you're with us and so glad to have joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Josh Heinz. He is the owner of the Catalyst Performance Factory, and we are so glad to have him with us because he's talking to us about something that I think a lot of people might say, Josh, don't take this the wrong way, but would say is crazy. I mean, they would simply say that Project 48 is nuts, other than the fact that you're raising lots of money for the Mario Lemieux Foundation. Welcome to KDK. It's great to have you on.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate that. And yeah, you're definitely not the first person to tell me that.
No, but, I'm sure, you know, when you're talking about endurance and when you're talking about continuous endurance and you're raising money for charity, there are going to be people who raise at least one eyebrow in your general direction. Tell us about what's going on. It starts on May the 14th. It ends on May 16th, and it involves running. So give us an idea what exactly this means.
Yeah, so Project 48, it's pretty self-explanatory in the name. It's basically we are taking a 48-hour block of time. We have a four-mile trail loop that we have marked out up at the Woods Pavilion at North Park, Allegheny Park, and that's just off of Southridge Drive there. And essentially, we got four athletes, and we're just going to alternate kind of relay style for 48 continuous hours. One of the four of us will always be running, and the goal is to run as many miles as possible within the 48 hours. And we're doing it all for the Mario Lemieux Foundation.
So do you run one loop and then pause? I mean, is it sort of like you do a 4 mile relay and hand the baton, or does somebody run for a couple hours? I mean, are you like ultra marathoners that are going to run for 16 miles and then hand it? How do you do that?
Well, so we kind of did it a little bit. So this is the second year that we're doing this. We're making this an annual event, and this is the second year we've done it. So the way we did it last year was we kind of take advantage of the daylight hours, mm-hmm. where we're pretty much all running at the same time, or two of us will run and then pair off just to try to get as many miles in as we can.
Okay.
And then during the nighttime, we kind of back it off till we go one at a time every 4 miles. Just to give us a little bit longer breaks in the evening, and just from a safety standpoint too, just to not all be crowding the trail at the same time with headlamps and visibility a little lower. So, but yeah, I would imagine at some point we'll do double laps or triple laps or quadruple laps or whatever we can do to take advantage of the daylight. And then we'll back it down to one at a time. And in the evening hours from probably 9 or 10 PM till 5 or 6 a.m.
Josh Heinz joining us from the Catalyst Performance Factory, getting set for Project 48. Again, raising money for the Mario Lemieux Foundation. Last year, they raised a little more than $9,000 for the foundation that was working for metabolic cancer therapy research. And Josh is kind enough to join us on KDKA. So how many miles did you do last year? Altogether, the four of you, how many total?
So last year, the team total was 244 miles.
That's sick in 48 hours. I mean, that's there's something maybe a little bit wrong with you. And
yeah,
I mean that with the utmost respect. I mean, I love you for what you're doing, but it's still a little bit nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of have to be a little bit nuts to pursue ultra marathon type activities. But, you know, it's a small, tight-knit group, and we're definitely some unique individuals, and we love every minute of it. So.
You also train others how to do these sorts of things. Maybe not an event quite like this, but you also do work with training athletes and getting people, you know, in shape to be able to do these sorts of things. What kind of pace will you average during these runs? If you go out and you do that for, and it's not like you're running around a track, right? I mean, this is an uneven trail, and that's why you're dealing with headlamps and knowing where you're going. It's not the necessarily the speediest loop around there either, right?
No, I mean, we're it's rocky, it's rooted, we're creek beds and crossings and over logs and branches, and yeah, it's a pretty, we try to make it a pretty aggressive trail just to keep it interesting for us, so.
And the pace? As far as the pace, what kind of pace are you turning?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're definitely not, like, lighting the world on fire out there pace-wise as far as you would see from, like, a standard track and field event, but, I mean, we're probably averaging somewhere between 9-10 minute miles pretty consistently throughout the entire event.
You realize how many people would have a hard time running around the Shaler track one time in a 9-10 minute time frame in a mile, and you're doing that over roots and stumps and rocks and creek beds at night with a headlamp on your head. I think you're doing okay, Josh. I think you're doing just fine. The money to go to the foundation, how did you pick the Mario Lemieux Foundation? How did you decide that's the one you wanted to support?
Well, so I've definitely been aware of the foundation for a while now, and back in my earlier college days, I was actually up at Penn State and did a lot of work for Penn State's Spawn, which was for the Four Diamonds Fund up there.
Yep.
And just got very involved with pediatric cancer research and helping the patients and that sort of thing. And then once I moved back to Pittsburgh, the Mary Lemieux Foundation is doing equally incredible work for pediatric cancer research. The Austin Playrooms are an incredible efforts that they're working to help out the families, not to mention all the effort they do in patient care for the families dealing with cancer. So
if somebody wants to support
you, it's a great cause and happy to help.
If someone wants to support you, how do they do that? How can they give money? How can they reach into their pocketbook and say, yeah, I want to help the foundation?
So we have the Mario Lemieux Foundation was awesome this year in getting everything set up digitally online for us. So if you go to our website, catalystperformancefactory.com, right on the homepage there, there's a link, donate to Project 48. You click on that link and it takes you directly to a Project 48 specific page that the Mario Lemieux Foundation has created. On there, you can put in all your information and pick your donation amount and personalized message, anything else you need to do on there. And it's clean and simple and seamless. So
great stuff.
Much appreciation for them for setting that up.
You got it. 244 miles the first year, raising more than $9,000 going to the Mario Lemieux Foundation. Josh Heinz, thanks so much for being on KDKA. Wish you the best of luck this year and don't get any blisters, okay?
Well, I'm definitely can't promise that, but much appreciated. I appreciate you having me on, Rick, and we're going to give it everything we got here and see what happens.
Absolutely. And encourage people to go out, by the way, and cheer on the guys. It's going to be out at the Woods Pavilion in North Park. It is May 14, 15, and 16. Josh, again, many thanks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.